Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr, along with Damian Sassauer and Rich Truman. And you know what that combo means. It is Fantasy Football Wednesday. That's the crowd going wild. A lot to talk. We're into week 8, gentlemen. My goodness. Where did the time go?
Where did it go?
Oh, man.
More than halfway through the season.
Your teams. Both of you guys have good teams right now in our league. What, you guys are what, 5-2 right now?
Well, I would say Rich has got a good team. I have a great team. I'm 6-1. He's 5-2, I think. But we're playing each other this weekend, so we're going to have a better sense on who is, you know, where the cream rises. But I'm not so great. He's so much better. He's so much smarter than me.
Well, he has a better team.
Damian speaks fact, and you're interrupting him?
Yeah,
besides the fact. And we're not more than halfway through the season, Damian.
What?
Why not?
How do you say that?
Yes, this
absolutely
no,
true.
No, we in how fantasy
how
football.
Are more than, how are we more than halfway through the
because
season?
Because in a regular
we're
fantasy
going into
football
week 8.
Season, you no in fantasy regular football, you go up to
tell
14
him,
weeks. I hope you
no,
guys
no,
do.
No, but
regular.
There's an extra week of the season this year.
Well, but if you're playing in week
playoff
18, that's
playoffs start in week 15.
That well, you shouldn't be playing in week 18. I mean, 15, that's silly.
15, 16, 17. Those are the playoffs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, boy, I tell you what, man.
He's
it's
tough
like,
today.
A little hostility in the room.
Wow. Well, that you know, that's because, you know, you get like that
week,
when you got
you know,
a great
he's the
team.
The underdog, you know.
Hey, we decided to take a look. If you had to redraft now, or at least look at the top 10 people that you would take a look at, and as of now, with the snapshot of the season, who would you take now? So let's start this. By the way, are we allowed to? Well, I guess we're not allowed to copy them now because, you know, if you pick somebody, I can't pick that person.
That's true. So somebody needs a pen. Somebody's got to be writing this
down.
We need a corporate secretary here.
All right. I'll be the corporate secretary.
No, I'll help you.
All right. Gentlemen,
all right, you're up first, Rich. You know, yeah. Because you're so great.
I would go with Austin Eckler as the first.
Oh, shocker. Shocker.
Los Angeles Rams running back.
That'd be the Chargers, by the way. Can I go second?
You
okay?
Can go second, man.
I really like Saquon Barkley here.
Saquon.
Well, that's why Damian's team is so good because he has both Saquon and Eckler as his top two running backs.
Once again. Mr. Obvious.
So Eckler with the Chargers, Barkley with the Giants, who, by the way, are surprising me with a great record.
Yeah.
We're
giving you two picks in a row, Michael.
All right, I'm giving you two picks in a row. Obviously, I got to take the only thing out there with L.A. Cooper Kupp.
There he is.
Got to take Cooper Kupp. And let's see. Boy, now this one is. Oh, you know what? I got to take JJ, Justin Jefferson.
I knew he was going to do that.
And, you know, when I wrote my list out, those are the first four picks I had. I'll go with the fifth pick. I'll go with Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase. Wow. I'm thinking he's coming back here.
That's interesting, man.
So here's where I think we go off the reservation a little bit because, you know, I know Christian McCaffrey's been traded. A lot of people saying that's not a good thing for him. You know, there's a lot of mouths to feed in San Francisco now. You've got Debo, you've got Ayuk, you got Kittle, but I still like Christian McCaffrey here. I think he's going to show up in the second half of the season in that offense under Shanahan.
All right, let's halt for a second.
All right.
Now, here's the argument. Is he more valuable as a fantasy player as a Carolina Panther, where he's pretty much the only option, or as a 49er, what do you think is would be is he where would he get more fantasy points? I would argue the Carolina Panthers.
I agree with you, because now you've got a lot of components on the 49ers. And by the way, I had Jeff Wilson and I went hog wild trying to get him, and now he's great if Christian gets hurt. But, you know, now it's been rendered useless.
I know what you're saying, but I think, for me, the Panthers have struggled to get the ball in the red zone. They've struggled to do anything. I think he's going to get a lot more red zone looks on San Francisco. I hear what you guys are saying. He got all the touches, and there's something to be said for that. And in a PPR, which is what we're talking about here, you get a lot more receptions, all that good stuff. I don't know. I like him in San Francisco. I like the way it smells out there. That'd be my pick, and that'd be my pick over, by the way, the one name that's missing up here, Mr. Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, and as we restart, because we're going to 3-4, I'm snaking. I'm definitely going to take Stephon Diggs, Mr. Diggs.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I'm definitely taking him. And I tell you what, Mr. Taylor hasn't exactly had a great season so far, at least not to where we thought where he was going to be when you started this entire draft. And I'm not crazy about Indianapolis of what's going on. So I got to take a man who's another running back who's kicking butt, Nick Chubb.
Oh, Nicky Chubb.
Taking Nicky Chubb.
I love that guy.
I'm going to go with I like guys undervalued. I will go to Jonathan Taylor.
There he is. You want to go again?
You want me to go again?
Yeah, you can go again.
All right, I'll go again. I'll go with Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Wow.
Quarterbacks early. You know, that does make sense. I see what you're saying there, but, you know, that's why I have a better record than you. I'd probably go Derrick Henry next. You know, I know it's PPR, but the man is back. He looks tough. He looks like a world beater again. So I think this is about the time I'd go Derrick Henry.
You get the last pick, Michael.
And I get the last pick. Boy, this is,
The guy with the worst record, by the way, has got 6th picks in our draft.
You know what, man? I am 4-2 now. What am I thinking? I'm Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Travis Kelce. There he is. Wait,
hell,
well done.
Yeah, now, here's one guy that we left off the list.
Dalvin Cook?
No. Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs. Yeah.
Josh Jacobs has been fantastic.
I mean, Josh Jacobs, I think, what, in the last 3 games, he's had 80% of the snap count. I mean, he's just been an absolute beast. Yeah, no, I love Josh Jacobs here.
By the way, only 2 teams are on the bye, but oh man, one is Kansas City. Oh yeah, the other one, Los Angeles, and I tell you what, the Chargers.
Always someone's missing Eckler from their lineup this week.
Yeah, he's talking about you.
I know what he's talking about. I hear him over there. I hear him. What's interesting is, you know, you mentioned Josh Jacobs. I think, you know, if you look at that game, that New Orleans-Las Vegas game, that is going to be a shootout, huh? And there aren't that many of them this week. I mean, by my reckoning, you've only got that one. And then the Dolphins-Lions, Mr. Barr.
Yeah.
As the only teams with over-unders over 50. But, you know, the one name that I like in that Vegas-Saints matchup, Chris Olave. Man, he has been so good. He's my best bet of the week. He leads the NFL with 912 air yards. And he's only played 6.5 games this year. That's my man.
Well, I got to ask now, the biggest disappointment, guys, that you think so far this season, let me start with you, Rich. Biggest disappointment so far.
Well, if you go in chronological order, you have to say Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. He was the first pick in the draft, and he has been a major bust. And then on a personal level, I'll go with Kyle Pitts. I took him in my other league over Mark Andrews, and besides that, I had a great draft. But I still can't believe I did that. I think Kyle Pitts and Jonathan Taylor, to me, are the 2 big disappointments.
Yeah, you were bragging about him when you told me you got him right before.
Kyle Pitts?
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm going to go a little bit further down the food chain there. You know, how do you not call Tom Brady a disappointment this year? I mean, here is a quarterback who, you know, last year won it for a lot of fantasy teams. I mean, he was out of control. But this has been a huge drop-off. And I don't think it's just him. I mean, you saw Mike Evans had a wide-open touchdown in the first quarter.
Dropped it.
Yeah. I mean, he's not getting any help from anybody. The offensive line is in shambles.
He was, he really went like 9th or 10th out of the quarterbacks in the draft.
But he shouldn't even be going there. He's not a starter. He's getting dropped in most leagues now.
And Rodgers has been a huge disappointment also.
Yeah.
But he's on Michael Barr's team, so that's good.
No, yeah. Because some stupid guy, take Joe Burrow. Here.
I'll give you another huge disappointment, and it was one of my predictions at the beginning of the season. Najee Harris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I predicted he would not be a top 8 running back this year, and he's been terrible.
Yeah.
But then again, I said Kyle Pitts would be a top two tight ends. Kind of evens itself out.
I got to tell you, I had to make the call. I had to drop Russell Wilson. I had to make the call.
I had to
because
another quarterback you got to drop now is Matt Ryan.
Really quick, we got to talk about that before we wrap things up. Matt Ryan, is it the end of the line for Matt Ryan now?
Right, unfortunately,
yeah, it was about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
More importantly,
I love Matt Ryan. He's great.
More importantly, Breece Hall injury. How huge is that?
Yes. I know. Yes. Well, James Robinson has a new lease on life. How about Ryan Tannehill's going to be out? We may get our first look at Malik Willis.
That's right.
Liberty University, baby. So, you know, there's a bunch of them out there. I think Zeke is questionable. You've got, obviously, now Chuba Hubbard. Or is it Chuba Hubbard? Chuba Hubbard?
Chuba.
I mean, that means, and without McCaffrey there, who's left? Deontay Foreman. So, I mean, like, there's tons of guys, and this is going to be a big week. I mean, with KC and the Chargers on bye, and then all of these injuries, I mean, it's going to be very, very heavy waivers week. You got Gus Edwards out there.
And there's another injury, and you talk about it. It's already stinking with tight ends. And in my other league, I had my man, Travis Kelce. I was like, I'm not worried because I got David Njoku who's going to fill in for him.
He's been great also.
Oh, he's been excellent. And then all of a sudden, it's like he gets injured. We first thought, it's like, well, it's not going to be serious. Well, 2 to 5 weeks later, it's pretty doggone serious with a high ankle sprain.
Let me give you a couple of value picks before we wrap this up. I like Raheem Mostert against the Lions. I'm going to ride him. If the Dolphins get out the lead, they'll run the ball a lot. Detroit's defense is horrible, the worst against the run. I'd also go with Kirk Cousins at home against Arizona.
I like those.
I like Mostert.
Oh, gentlemen, by the way, again, Kansas City, L.A. Chargers. Get them out of your lineup.
Get them out.
Yeah, because, and boy, I know it hurts because you also lose Patrick Mahomes like a certain guy. Anyway, this has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, Fantasy Sports Style, and we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr, along with Damian Sassauer and Rich Truman, the brain trusts of this whole program. By the way, you can catch our podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday and download them wherever you get your podcasts.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for the Future Investor Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.